Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Yeah, where all the haters at now? You can hate me now. You can keep hating on the Yankees. Take a walk. Still here. Game 3. Not done yet. Not dead yet. All right, 50 minutes to go on this show. Dial 888-808-1019. So I was doing some digging, trying to figure out some things, right? Because universe never unconnects, and I just feel like the Yankees should go with this battery of Ben Rice, who grew up in Massachusetts, who grew up around Boston Red Sox fans. Ben Rice is from Cohasset, Massachusetts, right? Chose to be a Yankee fan, even though his brother and sister were Red Sox fan. He's a smart kid from Dartmouth. He's got a BA in psychology, and you guys know who he is. And then starting pitcher Cam Schlittler, Northeastern University, Walpole, Needham. His dad is the police chief of Needham. Like, how sick would that be? Ben Rice and Cam Schlittler shutting down the Boston Red Sox in a Game 3, scoreless 5 innings. Give me that. So I was trying to find where they were talking about each other or what. Like, I didn't, you know, exactly know if it was a tweet or a video. I didn't find the audio, but I found the article in Sports Illustrated. In a post-game interview, a reporter asked Rice what makes it possible for him and Schlittler to work so well together. In quotes, just good chemistry overall, Rice said. Last time I caught him, I thought we were on the same page a lot, so it was no different coming into tonight. When asked what he thought about Schlittler's outing and his performance for the team so far, Rice complimented his blue-collar attitude, which prompted a follow-up about his growth over time. Rice disclosed that the Schlittler we see today is a relatively recent development and praised him for the work it took to get here. He's just tough. I mean, he's a competitor. He's out there looking to grind through at-bats. He's just going out there and has a great mentality to fight through everything and just attack guys and be aggressive. So these guys have a rapport. And shout out to the Somerset Patriots who have shown me a ton of love. I've gone out there to throw out the first pitch. I've gone out there to host. I've gone out there and been on, you know, the PA system. I've gone out there and done a bunch of stuff with the Somerset Patriots, and I've got to really get a look at their inner workings of how, you know, the Yankees come through that system. And Cam Schlittler was the opening day starter at the Somerset Patriots this year, 2025. And he's made it from being the opening day starter to the Game 3 starter, the double A opening day starter to the Game 3 starter for the New York Yankees. And Ben Rice is another. These guys are kindred spirits. Ben Rice is a kid that last year, when the Yankees got to the World Series, before they got there, Ben Rice was mashing at double A for the Somerset Patriots. I remember getting on the mic saying, I don't know if they're going to accelerate that kid this fast. Rizzo goes down. Next thing you know, he's up here. He's playing first base. He's mashing home runs. He hit 3 home runs against the Boston Red Sox for the July weekend. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm starting to connect the dots. So I'd like to see the Yankees go out there and actually give Austin Wells a night off. He's caught the last 2 nights. He did what he had to do driving in that run tonight. He was having a struggle at the plate. Now, I'm not saying to give him the complete night off, but at least for the beginning of the game, to have Ben Rice in that lineup, and I don't care about Connelly Early being a left-handed pitcher. He's not Crochet. Let Ben Rice catch Cam Schuettler. And I know you want Goldie in the lineup. Goldie is only going to play one position, so have him at first base. Let Jazz play back-to-back games, a do-or-die game again. We don't need Ahmed Rosario. Unless you want to take out Ryan McMahon and put Ahmed Rosario at third base, I'm fine with that. Caballero, you need late in the game as a pest, as a pinch runner. And I also already mentioned when they do go to Chapman late, you're going to need a right-handed hitter. So if you want to put Caballero at third base, that's fine. And then have Rosario late in the game to face Chapman. But put your best hitters out there. The outfield is the outfield. That's the best outfield in baseball. Judge and right, Grisham in center, Belly and left. That's done. But maybe we see something from Jason Dominguez. We haven't seen him yet. Just, you know, thinking about this stuff. Dylan is in New Hampshire on the fan. Dylan, what are you thinking?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, if you were in Aaron Boone's shoes, who would you write in for the starting lineup? Would you move pieces around, or would you keep the lineup the same?
Well, they're going to, because they believe so much in matchups and analytics, and it's a left-handed pitcher on the mound, at least to start the game. But I can't be so married to that, because we just saw them today take Brian Bello out after 2 1/3. Like, Connelly Early, with their backs against the wall, this kid having not even 30 days of service time, we don't know how long he's going to be in there. So put your best players in there. Put your best hitters in there. And don't worry so much about righty-lefty, lefty-righty. Like I said, I kind of just lined it up. Like, I expect Trent Grisham to be in there, but like I expect us to go back to the lineup from 2 days ago. So if we go back to 2 days ago and we just make these little tweaks and changes, Goldie to lead off, Judge batting second, Belly batting third, Stanton to DH. Now, Jazz should be in there at second base. And then if you want to go Grisham behind him, if you want to go Ben Rice, because you don't need Ben Rice that low in the lineup, because I want Ben Rice to catch. Obviously, Volpe will still be in there at shortstop. And if they want to go either Caballero or Ahmed Rosario over Ryan McMahon, I'm fine with that. Ryan McMahon doesn't have to play. He's not one of your better hitters. At third base, they might want to. They love Cabby. And I think in a do or die game, they're going to want Cabby to play in that game. Ahmed Rosario will be coming off the bench late. But also, it's a left-handed pitcher. So, like, I got to look at the Red Sox bullpen and see, you know, their usage, who they have left, and what they'll be, you know, thinking about later on in that game. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Just couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm thinking about, like, I don't know how long Connelly Early is going to stay in the game, so why stack your lineup with all righties again? Like, I think they're going to learn from that mistake, too. I think they're going to, and this is not Garrett Crochet. Like, I don't think we got to worry too much about that. Put your best players in the lineup.
Yeah, I think this guy, for the Red Sox, he's going to be more of a breaking ball pitcher. And for Schuettler, he's going to be more of a hard-throwing, fastball-heavy pitcher. I'm very, very confident in Schuettler.
Me too.
What do you think about? Now, for the breaking ball pitcher, Easley, I think that's his name.
Early. Connelly Early.
Yeah, Early. What are your thoughts on them hitting against him?
I had joked that, you know, they've turned, you know, the first time they face a guy, they turn him into Justin Verlander, but I don't think this is that type of thing. I think they're going to try and jump him early. I think if he's, you know, hanging anything in the zone, if he's got anything that they're going to be trying to swing and put up runs early and end this one and rock Yankee Stadium. And this is a kid I think that can be overwhelmed. I think this is a guy that he's going to be in over his head. It's not going to be like pitching in a minor league ballpark against the A's or the Rays. Like, you're facing the, you know, the reigning American League champion New York Yankees.
And we need to get that stadium loud, I'll tell you that much.
I'll be trying to help. I'll be doing as much as I can to help, but I don't think it has anything to do with me. Like, it's an 8:08 game on a Thursday night. It's going to be rocking. Guaranteed.
I'm excited for it.
Thanks for the call, Dylan. 888-808-1019. It's going to rock because we've been starting these games at 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people have off work on Friday. I know it's not summer Fridays anymore. Some people just take off work Friday. Some people don't care about going to work Friday hungover. Some people now, you know, shout out to my wife. My wife hit me earlier today when I first woke up. She's like, oh, the sales team is thinking about going to the game. And I always tell people like that, like, are either around me or kind of like, if you're trying to go to Yankee Stadium, you should ask people that go to Yankee Stadium. Because when I didn't go to the stadium and I it took me a while to learn, like, where to buy tickets, what section to buy tickets, what are you trying to do, what time to get there, how to get there, where to park, where to take, you know. And I'm like, okay, how many people are going? 4 to 5? I'm like, okay, you know, where are they trying to sit? What are they trying to do? Like, you know, there are people in office buildings in New York that, you know, I saw a lot of people in the crowd in collared shirts and work apparel. There's going to be a lot of people in New York City that are saying, yo, the game's at 8. We're done at 6. We got enough time to get out of here, take the train up to the stadium, get a couple beers in before we enter. Yo, we gotta go. Expect there to be 48, 49,000. It's gonna be a sellout tomorrow for game three. Tonight for game three. Hello, it's October 2nd. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be, I can't wait. I'm literally right now, if you're watching me on if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm doing the feet tap. I'm not even a jittery type person. But like, I'm just thinking about like what it's gonna be like, knowing that whoever wins moves on, whoever loses, their season is over. The world is going to be watching. People are going to be lathered up. And, yeah, I think the Yankees have the advantage with the starting pitcher, and I think that they're going to do what they can to put their best hitters in the lineup. Brandon is in Wappingers. Brandon, you're live on The Fan.
What's going on, brother?
Bringing it home, watching the Dodgers celebrate, and like, honestly, it's bringing back bad memories. I'm like, oh, here we go again. The last time they celebrated like this on the field was in Yankee Stadium.
That's right. Well, hopefully this year we get some
I don't want to see them again, but if we can get to the World Series and they're waiting for us, so be it.
So be it. So, a few quick points on game two. I thought, you know, Rodon, it's so funny because sometimes he looks like he's going to pitch a complete game or an eight-inning gem. He looks so good early on, and then he just kind of unravels as the game goes on.
He can lose it fast. Yep.
He loses it fast. I was like, oh, he's locked in tonight. He looks so good, but... You know, those two walks before they pulled them, you could tell something was going on. So, you know, with that said, I think that the Boone, who typically gets outmanaged by Cora, I think Cora has outmanaged him for the last half decade. I think Cora made a big mistake in pulling Bale so early, and I know he did it because of the lefty-heavy lineup. But he's, like, been their second-best pitcher this year after Crochet. And
they don't have Giolito. Shocked.
You don't have Giolito. And now he wasted Whitlock. I know he was really going for the win, but
Whitlock's down. Yeah, you will not be seeing him.
Cora said in the postgame, Whitlock's available. I don't know if he's just talking
okay,
behind.
Send him.
But
everyone's
that,
available in a do-or-die, yeah. I guess.
Exactly. And I honestly don't think that they'd be afraid to see him either, because the 40 pitches for a setup guy is a lot. Now, going into tomorrow, or today, as you said, because it's 1 o'clock, I think that the Yankees are going, that Boone is going to make the choice to start Goldschmidt and Rice at catcher, because what I think he's going to do is if they get to this kid early, because Stanton's going to DH, if they get to this kid Connor early and you knock him out of the game, pun intended, then Wells is going to catch and then Rice is going to go to first. And I think they're going to keep Rice in the game because they're not going to, Stanton's going to get the start tomorrow as the DH. I fully expect them to do that against the lefty. I know he's been 0 for 7, or he's 0 for 8.
He's so due. The ground balls, he's due to elevate one.
So this kid's young. He's pitched 19 innings. And just one more thing. I mean, David Bednar's been really good. I know he said his first outing was really bad, but I fully expect him to pitch 2 innings today. He's going to get the ace and the ninth. He only threw 16 pitches, and I think Boone really trusts him. And with the day off tomorrow in between, I would fully expect Bednar to be able to go 2 innings. And
if we need to, I don't know if we need him to go 2 innings. We might just need him to get the last 3 outs. Why do you think that he's got to get 6 outs? Because Williams is going to be down, or like they might run Weaver out there again for redemption. Camilo Duvall hasn't pitched. Mark Leiter Jr. hasn't pitched. Tim Hill can go. Like, they have options. They don't need to get 6 outs from David Bednar.
I don't want to see Mark Leiter, especially because he hasn't pitched, and I definitely don't want to see Weaver. I mean, he had a 9 September ERA.
Depends on the score of the game.
Absolutely, depends on the score of the game. The last thing, and then I'll let you go, is I don't know, when Rafaela, the last batter of the game, he cannot hit a breaking ball to save his life, and the first 2 pitches... He's 0-2, right, on curveballs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bednar goes to the fastball. That kid sits dead red every pitch. And when the ball came off the bat, I know everyone thought that was a home run. But you cannot give that guy a fastball. He sits dead red every single pitch. So I thought, I'm not a scout, but, you know, when he threw that fastball and he hit that, I thought that was game tied.
Yeah, got it by that time, escaped that time. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Let's learn from it. And see what happens. We have no idea what's going to happen. But I don't think we need Bednar after he made 2 appearances. I don't think we need him for 6 outs. I think if they call on him, he's a closer. They call on him in the 9th. Get these last 3 outs. They have other arms that they haven't used yet. You know, Fernando Cruz might not be available back-to-back nights. Devin Williams might not be available. But I think Devin Williams didn't throw too many pitches. Devin Williams had a low pitch count on Tuesday. Yeah, he threw 19 pitches. Devin Williams probably out. Luke Weaver might. They might go to Luke Weaver for some type of redemption. That's scary, though. They might. Luke Weaver threw 15 pitches on Tuesday. They might go back to Luke Weaver. Expect to see Luke Weaver. And I know y'all don't want to hear it about Mark Leiter Jr., but he's always in good favor with them. Like, they always like to go to Mark Leiter Jr. Camilo Duvall is wild. He throws hard. Maybe, wouldn't it be nice to be in a situation where the Yankees have a 4-5 run lead and you can throw Camilo Doval for the ninth inning and not David Bednar? Wouldn't it be nice to have that same lead and deploy a Paul Blackburn? I know. It's not going to be that. It's not going to be that simple. It's the Boston Red Sox. It's Alex Cora. They have good players, too. They're fighting for their lives, too. You know, it was another interesting thing that I had in my notes, like, Cam Sliter, this is his destiny as well, because Cam Sliter's been around for a couple months, and he ducked the Red Sox. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been around for a couple months, and his starts, he took the ball every 5 days, and he missed two Red Sox series, just the way that it lined up. You know, Cam Sliter's first start was... I'm not sure. Let me go back. July 9th. And the Yankees played the Boston Red Sox. I know they played them in September. And then they also faced them in August. Cam Sliter didn't see them either time. I think he faced the Rays. I think he faced Toronto. I know he faced Toronto because that was when he tipped his pitches and he didn't have a good Friday night that night. But, like, look at how it works out. Like, I kept thinking, like, this kid grew up in Red Sox territory. All his family and friends are Red Sox fans. And he hasn't faced the Red Sox until it's the last game of the season for the Boston Red Sox. 888-808-1019. Before we get to our next break, let's go out to San Diego. Marshall, you're on the Fan.
You got me?
Yep, you're live.
Hey, sorry about that, man. I was chewing. Hey, I want to get your take on something, man. So, I think since, like, 2012, offense for this team has been kind of, you know, the miss in the postseason, right? So, over the past couple seasons, in the postseason, I think that we've developed a pretty healthy layer of scar tissue. Even going back into last season, right, I think that there was some baseball gods, you know, doing some reversal with that Duran drop, Judge hitting it today. Pretty ironic, right? Going into this game today, I thought that, hey, there's too much of a layer of scar tissue for this team to just lay down and die, and they didn't, right? They haven't busted out yet. But I do feel like that at some point, maybe that point is tomorrow, this team is going to take those lumps and bring them forward.
It's coming. And start they had 10 hits quarter. Today. They had runners
That's
on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're
That's
right there.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. Does anyone feel that too?
No, like, I do. I was talking about how And if you think about it, like, it was Volpe who had the home run, one of the least likely guys. It was Wells who drove in the winning run today, another guy in the bottom of the lineup, one of the less likely guys. Like, when are the guys that made this offense prolific going to hit the ball out of the ballpark, have extra base hits? Like, Judge has had a couple singles. Judge is due to see a pitch tomorrow because they keep pitching to him. They're not walking him. Judge is due to see a pitch tomorrow and send it 400 feet. Feet. Stanton is due to see a pitch tomorrow, send it 400 feet. When is Grisham going to have his clutch home run? When is Belly going to see one and have that long swing that he just hits one out? Like, it's coming. One of them is going to get one of those.
Keith, I'm totally with you. But, like, not only even, like, the long ball. Like, these guys can just, like, they can string together a series of hits. And, yeah, this is what we do. We hit bombs, and we hit more bombs than anyone else, and we had more home runs than any other team. That's the identity of that team. But, dude, like, they can also win in other ways.
Yeah, when they're just get on base, double steal, put pressure. But it's like, and that's why I'm very interested to see what this lineup is, because you have to have your best hitters in the lineup, and we can't have it fall on someone that's not, like, I want it to, like, it has to fall on somebody. Like, somebody come up with runners on, and, like, I mean, like, Volpe didn't get it done today. You know, I don't want to call guys out because they won, but, like, it's got to happen. It's got to happen where somebody comes up with two on and they hit a double or a triple or,
dude,
you know.
Dude, listen, the Wells at bat when Jazz is on first, I'm like, okay, Jazz is on first. The only way that he's scoring is if Wells somehow miraculously puts it in the best spot ever down the line and Jazz could get a lead.
I didn't have that thought. I was hoping for a single, which it was, but I'm like, just like a slap single through.
I was praying.
Where I was up with Evan and C-Mac and Morash and Loogie and those guys in the WFAN suite, we watched that ball. It looked like it hit right on the foul line. Like, we watched that ball drop in, and I could feel the wind. The wind was blowing the bunting in front of us. That's why I keep talking about the wind and the ghosts in there. I'm like, that was like, I couldn't believe that ball fell where it did, and we're just screaming for Jazz. Like, we're screaming like we're at an NFL game. Go, 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 touchdown!
Oh, man, you got to keep preaching that with the bunting and the wind, man. I mean, that's a ghost, man. I mean, I live in San Diego now, but I grew up there my whole life, and I just flew out there with my two oldest girls, last Wednesday to see free pitch because my oldest was turning 11, and we saw Judge hit 15-51, and then we flew back to San Diego on Friday morning, and now I'm like, okay, like, here we go. Here we go again. But no, today I was like, no, there's too much pain. There's too much pain.
Yeah, no.
Not turn this around.
It could not end. Right? Could not end with a 2-game sweep at the hands of the Boston Red Sox shutting down Yankee Stadium after losing the World Series. Like, no, there is more. Thanks for the call, Marshall. There is more. You know, Jazz talked about putting a ring on his finger already. And, you know, Jazz talked about winning a division, and that didn't happen. Like, there's more. They're the better roster. They're the better team. Yes, the Red Sox have the better manager, but he's got dog ass to really have to, like, you know, deal with. Like, oh, he's got to really work figuring out who's coming out of the pen. He's got to really work, you know. He's got to really figure out who's pinch hitting here and hoping, like, and he's good at it. He's good at working with what he's got. It's not like he's got a star-studded team. Meanwhile, the Yankees are a star-studded team, but they have people in the front office and a manager that overthinks things and thinks too much. And sometimes you can think so much, you look dumb. You can make some moves that make you look dumb. And then they're also pressing and, like, I don't know. Here it is. Do or die. Who wants it more? I think the Yankees want it more, and I think they have the better team. I think they have the better pitcher. And this is what I wanted it to end up as. Like, I got on WEEI, and I said if Garrett Crochet takes game one, then it's Yanks in three. Because, like, going off of what we've seen from Garrett Crochet, did I think they could win? Yes. Always think they could win. But did I think it was likely? Nah. He doesn't give an inch. He strikes everybody out, right? Judge hit that one homer over the monster off him, and they still lost that game in Fenway. Like, he's dominated the Yankees. What, have you seen the Yankees five times? He hasn't lost to the Yankees. Like, he dominated them. And that's why I said last night, you could put your best players out there and still lose. So you would have felt better about the loss with Jazz and Ben Rice in the lineup, but it probably didn't make a difference. You're still down 0-1 in the series. That's why you needed to win the division to avoid facing the Boston Red Sox and Garrett Crochet in a wild card round. But whatever. Now we're past that. Now we've evened it up against Brian Bello, who, like, we're talking last night about, yeah, Brian Bello's pitched well against the Yankees. His manager didn't have the faith in him because he gave up a homer first pitch to Ben Rice. His manager said, no, you're not facing him again. Nah. Not going to give you the chance. I'm putting my fingerprints all over this one. Not going to give you a chance. Austin Wells, or not Austin Wells. Who was on base there in that inning? Oh, Aaron Judge singled. Oh, Ryan McMahon singled. Aaron Judge singled. And it's like, yo, I'm going to make a pitching change. I'm going to make this pitching change now before these lefties come up. Because I don't want this guy seeing Ben Rice again with runners on, or Cody Bellinger again with runners on and getting smacked. So, thanks. Thanks for thanks for the seven outs. That's all. I'll take it from here. Because he's managing to win the game. He's managing thinking like, I got to keep this game in reach. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. And some of you glazing Alex Cora, like, I'm not doing all that. We take a call talking about how Alex Cora is clearly the better manager. Duh. He's got a world championship. Duh. He's gotten to this point with that roster versus our roster, right? They traded away their $300 million player. But that doesn't mean he can't overmanage a game and lose the game. That doesn't mean he can't leave somebody in for too long and lose the game. Garrett Whitlock ends up giving up, three hits, that one run, and they said he hadn't had a run scored on him since July or something like that, whatever. That's the mistake. Now they got to bounce back. They got to sleep again. They were thinking they have flight plans tonight. They thought they were checking out at a hotel tonight. Nope. Go right back to your hotels, and let's see what you do with this young kid on the mound in Yankee Stadium versus our young guy who's got a little more time and tenure. But now you've got Judge and Stanton and these guys. They've had a few at bats, and they're feeling the momentum swing, and they're not ready to go home. They're smelling blood in the water, that dirty water Red Sox. 888-808-1019. We're going to take a break. I will get through the rest of my calls. Shout out to everybody still rocking in the chat. These shows, I don't know, we've got good people in the chat and a lot of people in the chat. Stay tuned for Big Mac, whether you're listening or whether you're watching on YouTube. Let's keep the conversation rolling. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. Back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. 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 Hell yeah. We're going to be turning up at Billy's to this. No, I hope they don't play this. This was like a middle school song for those that are millennials on the like other end of the millennial age group, like in the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. Ursher. Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking to these people in the chat. You guys care way too much about what we look like on these live streams. I guess that's part of it, though, right? Because, like, on the radio, no one cares what you look like when they're just listening. But when they're staring at you and listening to you talk, they're like, these guys are, like, analyzed. They think, like, I don't know why anyone thinks my hair is fake. Like, I'm too old to have, like, fake hair. Like, why would my hair be fake? Why would I have this long hair and it be fake? What's the point of that? Now, I know people that do it. Like, Luis Gil, I saw some pictures of him last offseason. Like, he got some lock implants. And people do that. Like, if I cut my hair right now, like, I could probably sell it. And, you know, there's somebody that would take it and attach it to their hair. But, yeah. James says, how much does those sewn on dreads cost? They're not sewn on. Like, this has grown from my hair. I'll give you a little fun story. When I quit my job at Rock Nation, when I started my job at Rock Nation, I came back from Coachella, and I used to have, like, a blonde frohawk. I've always changed my hair. I had a frohawk, and it was, like, mostly blonde. And when I started working at Rock Nation, I wanted to be more corporate. I shaved my head. I remember the first day I went in there with a shirt and a tie on, and they clowned me. They're like, where do you think you're going? Like, you don't need to show up here like that. And then even, you know, the people that I interview with, they're like, you cut your hair? And I'm like, yeah, I thought I needed to clean my look up. So I only worked there for about 3 months. And when I quit, I'm like, man, I changed my appearance. I changed who I was to try to conform to something that I was completely wrong about. You know, no one told me to do that. I just had this idea in my head that I needed to, like, you know, play a part, fill a role, look a certain type of way. And so when I quit that job the summer of 2018, I said, all right, I'm going to grow my hair. No more haircuts. Whatever my hair looks like, it's going to look like, and they'll have to accept me for me, wherever I work, whatever I do. Like, I'm just going to be myself. And it, like, became something more than just, like, my hair. It became, like, a reminder to be yourself. Dress how you want to dress. Talk how you want to talk. Be who you are. Be comfortable in your own skin, and you'll win. Fast forward now. Summer of 2025 has passed. That's why I have hair that goes down my back, down my shoulders, and looks like how it looks. And so Buddy asked, and I said, it costs, like, $120. To make my hair look like this. You know, shout out to the Jamaican girls that I have had over the years that, you know, not had like that. Like that, you know, some of the Jamaican girls that have twisted my hair up and taken care of my hair over the years. I've had a couple of them. Usually around $120 for that. And then my barber, Ray, shout out to Ray. Ray keeps me with a clean fade and a lineup. And that costs like $50. So, like, every 2-3 weeks, it's like $170 to keep my hair looking like the way I want it to look. But I'm on camera a lot. I'm on social media a lot. And it might cost a lot, but it's worth it. Anthony White says, that's a lot. I'm like, yeah, but I budget it. Sometimes I can stretch it. Sometimes when you see me, you know, more a little behind the curtain, I have my hat on right now, but I can take the hat off and I feel fine about, like, the way my shape up, fade, you know, my locks look. But sometimes you'll see me, I have the hat all the way on, and that's because my jaw be rough. That's because I'll be wolfing. I need a fresh shape up, a fresh retwist, and I'll be like, nah, I got to wear the cap. I got to cover this up. Anyway, 888-808-1019, back to the conversation at hand. You know, sometimes you got to veer left a little bit. Sometimes I keep it strictly sports. Back to the sports, strictly. The Yankees have a great opportunity here. And I know that, you know, you probably think I'm Yankee homer. I am. You probably think I'm overconfident. And, you know, I also realize the other side of the coin. What we thought could happen tonight, you know, doing a memorandum, doing a season recap, doing an obituary on the season, like, that could still be in play for us tonight. no one has ever come back from 0-1 in the series. The Boston Red Sox are scrappy. They're crafty. They have a manager that motivates them and gets them prepared to play. They want to end us as well. Their fans want to end us as well. As I saw somebody in the chat, and I've been listening, like I said, since they had me on WEEI as a guest, you know, when you go to Odyssey and you click on another station, it keeps it in your, like, favorites. So I have been listening, and in the chat, shout out to Jay, he says, I have to tell you, I live in Rhode Island, and in New England, WEEI, they were talking about a blowout tonight. They were overconfident because they have our number in the regular season. And when I went on their show, I think they did a poll and they asked like five or six hosts, what's it going to be? And I think, you know, five out of six said Red Sox in two. One of them said Red Sox in three. And when I started my call, I said, damn, everybody thinks that you're just going to sweep the Yankees. I said, oh, no one thinks you guys will get a game. Here we are, game three, and I think the momentum has shifted and swung, but it's baseball. That ball can bounce on the foul line. That ball can stay in the infield. That ball that Jazz got stayed in the infield. That ball that Jaren Duran, he's thinking Judge is going to hit it a mile over his head. Then he's got to break in on it. That ball doesn't get caught. Like, those things are going to happen. It's going to be tense. It's going to be tight. It's anyone's game. 888-808-1019. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay, back on the Fan.
I watch the game. This is what I'm afraid of. I've been a Yankee fan for many, many moons. I'm just hoping that the bullpen holds up. There's no inconsistencies, and that's where I think the game is going to lie, because you can't mess around with the manager of the Red Sox. He's a very shifty guy. He knows how to handle the Yankees. And if the Yankees come in there and the bullpen implodes, it's going to be a big problem. So I'm just hoping it's not, and that we come through with flying colors. So have a good evening. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, I hope that the Yankees have a plan, but I hope that they also have a plan to, you know, veer off the plan if need be. You know, you can if you fail to plan to fail. But you also got to know, like, the game has a heartbeat and feel to it, and you got to read the game and talk to your players. And we have better players than them. The players got to make plays. And Aaron Boone can't get too in the weeds on scripts and lanes and how you think the game is going to go. We don't know how the game is going to go. And Alex Cora is going to be ready to counter and do things. And like I said, I think he went so deep into winning the game tonight, thinking they were going to win that game tonight, that's going to leave them kind of, you know, shorted tomorrow. And what I'm praying on, and I'm going to say a long prayer tonight on the game. I'm praying that Cam Schlittler is ready to meet the moment, and that the Yankees bats are ready for when these bullpen pitchers make mistakes, because they will. It's going to be later in the night. That game is going to be dark the whole time. It's going to be the last game of the wild card round. We're going to know who is who and what is what in the bracket. The Dodgers are already set to go face the Phillies. That's going to be a good one. Somebody's going to fold. Somebody's going to make a mistake, and I'm just hoping that the Yankees are the ones ready to capitalize on it. I'm hoping that the Yankees are the ones ready to hit that ball out of the ballpark. I'm hoping that the Yankees are able to get a little bit of a lead and get their crowd into it, and the Red Sox start to feel the chill in the air, and the Yankee fan pushing them back out to Boston as the Yankees get ready to go into customs and, you know, into Canada and cross the border and get ready for the DS. Speaking of Canada, that's how I segue into Timber Tony from Montreal. What's up, Tony? You're back on the Fan.
I love it, man. I always have a smile on my face. You're a great segue there, man. That's cool. Listen, I'm hoping the Yanks are going to be visiting Toronto. If we do visit Toronto, I hope I see you in Toronto, man.
Shout out to Mitchell in Fort Lee. He already was calling me like, will you come to Toronto? I'm like, of course I will go to Toronto, but I got to get clearance from my wife. That's not, you know, it's not something I can just do. He's like, I'll get us tickets. I'm like, I would love my wife to be like, hey, you want to go to Toronto? Leave. I'll be on the first flight. I'll be at Newark Airport with a bag. Like, yo, I'm out.
Come on, Keith. Take her with you, man. Come on. Be cool.
No,
you got to be
nice.
To her.
And I love my wife and I love my son, but like, we have a trip planned for when the baseball season ends. I don't want to. I don't even want to take them to Yankee Stadium. You can't watch games with them. You can't do things with them.
I got you. Listen, Keith. You know, I'm listening to you. I got through work, and I'm going. Are people really serious that they think you're wearing a wig? I mean, come on, man.
Random people. They don't even have pictures of themselves in YouTube. They just have letters next to their names. This is the internet. Bro, this is what people do on the internet.
Bro, they're trolling. They're trolling right. Because they're envious of your image, man. Like, I gotta laugh at stuff like that. I'm too old to be. And you know, the first time I met you, someone was trolling you because you couldn't say La Jolla. I remember when we had that conversation. I was in La Jolla and I was saying it exactly like you were saying, La Jolla.
Yeah, but I read it wrong. I read it on the screen. I'd never heard of the place. And then Dave Sims texts me and say, "Hey, it's pronounced La Jolla, like the Georgetown Hoyas." I'm sorry. I'm just reading off the screen. It was spelled a certain way. But people do that. People take low shots and troll and do all that type of stuff. I understand. It comes with the territory. Like, I get to host a show every night on WFAN. Like, I get it.
Listen, you know, like my dad said, if they're talking about you and it's negative, as long as they're talking about you, give all kinds of love to your enemies and your friends.
It doesn't bother me. If it bothered me, then I wouldn't bring it from the YouTube to the airwaves. Like, I thought it was funny. That's why I even brought it here. And it prompted a good story.
I'm laughing at you, laughing at them. I'm like, this is not a sports show. This is like Dear Abby stuff, you know?
But you're taking it in stride.
You're taking it in stride, man. That's what I like.
I'm blessed. This is great. Like, I've gone to Yankee Stadium for years for these postseason games and just gone home. You know, I've watched games by myself. I've been in that stadium pop with no money. And, like, now, like, I get to go to the game. I get to come here after the game, talk to everybody, take calls. We've got, you know, almost 300 people in the chat concurrent through the night. Like, Big Mac's coming up. I'll go home, brush my teeth, wash my face, get into bed, listen to Big Mac do the show for an hour, probably read what people are saying in the chat anonymously. Like, I won't pop in the chat. Like, this is great.
You know what I like is that every time you talk about guys that are trolling, you go, "Hey, bro, I'm monetizing this."
I'm letting them know you're just helping me. Like, this is all part of the game now. Like, Elon is paying me.
You're putting money in my pocket, man. Literally, you're putting money in my pocket.
I get $50 every 2 weeks off of tweeting from Elon Musk. That is awesome.
That's great. Listen, I just want to say a couple of things about the Yanks. They're in a good position. I want to see them in Toronto. That's going to be a hell of a series. But, you know, you remember last night when everyone was down, you said some cool things. You said, you know, these analytic things, you know, but we got some hot baseball players and you kept them on the bench. And then this guy, this Dartmouth monster, okay, that swings for the fences, like he's not fooling around, comes up with a two-run shot to start the game. You know, you got to love guys like that, Keith.
Yeah.
Those are awesome. The underdog guys. He's awesome, man. And, you know, like, you see him come to the bench. He looks like a young, you know, like, he has that brush cut. Like I know you're a little bit young. You're a little bit younger than I am, obviously. But, you know, like, when Mick was playing and Maris was playing, they had those brush cuts just like him. He's like a throwback. He's just this monster hitter. And I love that kid. And, you know, I'm happy Volpe got his home run yesterday. And I just want, I heard you talk about the lineup. I think you're 100% right, because I don't know what you would do other than every other position, the third base. I don't know. I would agree almost entirely with you. But the thing is, I don't know third base. I don't know what to do with that. You know the players better than I do. But look at Jazz, what he did tonight. He looked like
can't take those guys out of the lineup again. You can't make that stupid mistake twice, because that's how you lost the first game of the series. Thanks for the call, Tony. I just got 3 minutes. Let's move it along. Jerry is in Scotch Plains. Jerry, you're on the Fan.
Oh, man. You put me on?
Got to you.
All right, well, we're going to talk about Jazz, man. Jazz is the most athletic man I've ever seen
on
my
team.
Life.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He is... I mean, are you kidding me? Why would you not? The guy grabs three bases in like 5 seconds. Like, the guy is...
Once he could smell that he could score, like they're replaying it. The way that he was able to turn it on once he got past second base is incredible.
Oh. I swear to God, I'm not sure. Like, do you ever see like somebody who could run like a 100-yard dash? Like,
yeah.
It was
more like the 200 because the 200 has the bend in it. I used to run track. Guys that can come around that curve like that and gain speed when they straighten up and like Jazz going, yeah, he won the game for us. Him and Wells.
I've never seen somebody could do that.
He was flying. Did you see the picture? Go look. The Yankees posted the picture of him running. He is off the air. Like his feet are not on the ground.
I'm sorry. Like, that's athleticism that you'll never see.
And like, they have to keep that in the lineup if they're trying to win. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Last call of the night goes to Eric out in Brooklyn.
Hey, Keith, saw you in 203 today before roll call. My friend was, like, blowing up my spot. Like, yo, it's Eric in Brooklyn. It's Eric in Brooklyn. He called last night. I did call last night, but we had a little wave. I don't know.
Well, yeah, nice seeing you. I was out there, obviously, for the roll call. I didn't do the roll call game one. I got stuck somewhere where, like, you know, I just couldn't get up there. So I was like, okay, changing the vibes up. I'm like, I got to do roll call. Got to go see the creatures. Got to go turn up. And then before we knew it, that ball landed in 105 or 106 right under us with Ben Rice. It was lit.
Beautiful, beautiful. And also, like, our Canadian friend, like, beautiful hair, man. Love it, love it. But, yeah, like, real quick, I mean, okay, Bednar walked out tonight to Renegade by Styx, you know, with the whole, like, you know,
great song.
Lights off, like, crazy. I love this song, but do you think, like, Bednar, I think he has, like, a one-year contract, right? Does he earn the
He'll be back next year. Like he's that. Under control next year.
Okay. But do you think he earns that walkout song? You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they have one for Luke Weaver. They have one for Camilo Duvall. They have one for Devin Williams. They've brought those guys' walk-up songs from elsewhere into Yankee Stadium. It's just a part of what they do for these bullpen guys now. Thanks for the call. Johan Duran, you know, they took his from Minnesota to Philly. Ryan Helsley's a perfect example. Ryan Helsley's Hell's Bells from Busch Stadium to Citi Field. Like, did he earn that? Did he deserve that? They played it every time. All right, let me get out of the way. Shout out to everybody in the YouTube chat. You crazies up in the middle of the night talking about anything. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the callers and everyone who never calls but just kicks back and enjoys the show. Big Mac is coming your way next. Stay tuned for him. And I'll be with you tomorrow night after the Yankees win game 3. Peace.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.